You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's right. Our star of the state all this week is Seymour.
Seymour.
And we are excited because once again on Friday, we'll be giving you free coffee from 8 to 9 a.m. at which Seymour location, Dunkin' Donuts?
Sabridge Plaza. I hope that I'm saying that correctly, but Sabridge Plaza is where we're going to be. Come by and see us. We'll be there from 8 to 9. It's going to be a great time. And Christian will buy your coffee. It's not National Donut Day or anything like that. So you're not going to get a free donut.
But we'll give you coffee.
Right. You're going to do that. You'll be all right. 33 New Haven Road, Seymour, Sabridge Plaza.
So throughout the week, we highlight, you know, the people that live in Seymour and the businesses there. So we sent producer Christian out on the streets there to talk to the people. And here's what they had to say.
Hi, what's your name?
Lee.
And what do you do for work?
Cake man. Entenmann's.
Nice.
I mean, that must be
awesome.
He's
a cake man.
He's a cake man.
I'm a cake man.
Entenmann's.
I'm cake man. Entenmann's. Represent, dude.
Yeah. I think they make a lot of money, those drivers. I remember my dad told me one time that I should become a Boar's Head driver because they make a lot of money, the Boar's Head.
I like Boar's Head.
Yeah.
Fine product. Right. Entenmann's, also fine product.
Right.
I tell myself that I can't allow myself the calories from the raspberry cheesecake roll or whatever it is. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. That
Delicious.
Thing is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
But when they have buy one, get one.
That's it.
I can't help it.
Right.
I mean, I can mix and match, too. Right. I can go with the chocolate donuts on one. I can go with the crumb donuts.
I think we're done here.
And then the cheesecake roll on the other.
We're going to continue.
What's the number one thing that people should know about Seymour?
It's quiet.
I mean, the number two thing is, when does that dude have a chance to drive by here?
I mean, he's talking
with those cakes.
He's talking about being quiet
That's
in
nice.
Seymour.
It is nice there.
What's the biggest success story out of Seymour?
I'd say the Haynes brothers. They went from two brothers in a van to basically millionaires, probably.
And what did they do?
They were construction. They were construction back then. Now they do gravel, stone, own Ace Hardware.
Oh, wow.
A lot of times when people talk about the famous people from their towns, they name actual famous people. This guy is like these two guys.
Yeah.
I went to high school with them. They got a construction company now. They're doing real well.
Right. They're at the country club. They're members full time, rest of their life. They're good.
Hi, what's your name?
Jessica.
And what do you do in Seymour?
We own a store called Tickle Pink. This is my mom, Hillary.
Hello.
And we sell a lot of gifts, jewelry, candles, a lot of fun stuff.
What's the number one thing that people should know about Seymour?
I think I would say that it's a very friendly town. A lot of familiar faces. People say hello to each other. And we have customers that have been going to us since they were young, and we see them grow up. So I would definitely say it's a nice town, great place to walk around.
Is there anything haunted in Seymour?
I've been told that the building that is now the Oxford Hair Academy is supposed to be haunted, and it was on that TV show once.
Oh.
Listen to how excited Christian is.
Right.
It
could be any TV show.
Hold
There's
on.
No idea what TV show it actually is, but...
One more time.
Mm.
But you want to know what? Everyone we've talked to has talked about the Oxford Hair Salon that is haunted, that it used to be the Carousel Gardens restaurant.
Right. So here's the deal is that they used to say that dimes would fall from the ceiling, gifts from the spirits, when it was a restaurant there, and that people would see ghosts. Now, there's plenty of people online that will dispute this, but there's also some people that say, you know what? I went to the Hair Academy a couple of years ago when it first came in, and I was at that restaurant before it became a restaurant. I guess it also had some sort of salon or something in there before and a class. And they said there was definitely something going on in the house.
Wow. Just and what sort of activity goes on there? Do you know what specific kind of ghosts?
I don't know anything about that.
She doesn't know, but she just knows it exists.
It's ghosts and chicken parmesan.
Yep.
Basically.
If we were to give Seymour a theme song, what would it be?
We Will Rock You.
That's a good song.
Yeah. And why would you choose that?
Because we have a customer. How old is he? 3, who comes in and sings that song for us. And it's probably the epitome of Seymour.
Nice.
That song.
When you think of Seymour, You think of We Will Rock You.
When I think of a three-year-old singing that song like that,
yep.
I envision him with a mustache and a muscle shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Woo!
Maybe suspenders.
Our star of the state this week is Seymour, and they will rock you.
Woo! The Anna and Raven Show. With you everywhere you go. The Anna and Raven Show podcast. Star 99.9. Today's best mix.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.